Hello and welcome to the Gigi and Saji podcast. World Explorer, wisdom and shenanigans. We have it all. This is a podcast about voices all around the world talking about passion and what moves us in life. Whether it's about a TV show, a book, or anything else that moves us, that's where you find it, the Gigi and Saji podcast. Hello, listeners, and welcome back to the Gigi and Saji podcast. We're having another cool deep dive music episode, and I'm again in company with someone that has been here before, which is super exciting to have him back. It's Ollie, aka Faded Music, super talk.
Hello, hello. That's me.
We're going to chat a bit more about the deep dive of music, to be honest, and a bit of LGBTQ and stuff. So let's just dive right in. How's it going? How have you been since the last time you were here?
Not a lot has changed, to be honest. But it's okay. It's okay. Getting on with stuff as you do. How about yourself?
Yeah, you know, I believe it's been at least 3 months, if not longer, since we recorded the first interview, I believe. But I'm also very bad with keeping track on time.
This year, honestly, snap your fingers and it's gone. I've got a bit of a weird memory when it comes to dates. So I actually remember the date. It was in March. So it's been long old time. So long.
Oh my God. There's me like, it's been at least 3 months. Well, it's been actually nearly longer, but okay.
Yeah, it literally feels like yesterday.
Yeah, literally, because the episode is always so present to me, but not when the actual recording happens. So, it's been a while, right? I mean, I started my two businesses proper as self-employed person, and it's been an interesting ride of like figuring everything out. But it's been mental health-wise so much better than being stuck in a 9-to-5 job, which I wanted to leave for a long, long time. So this has been an interesting road, and it also gives me the opportunity to now work with more creatives like you, for example, and just have more time for the podcast as well and stuff. So yeah, it's been interesting. But
that's fantastic. Great stuff to hear.
Yes, as I said, we're going to talk about more music. So what has been going on with music since March for you?
So I'll be genuinely honest, not a lot. that's kind of a lie. I've been doing some stuff here and there. It's been a bit of a struggle mental health wise a little bit. But I've kind of channeled that all into a song. And that's actually kind of probably the next thing that's going to release. So that's kind of coming up, which is kind of sick. I think this year's kind of been a switching point where I'm like, you know, music's one of those things that's just always been there. You know, and I know that a lot of other people can relate to that in terms of like listening as well as, you know, making it as well. So, I mean, I can imagine you probably find the same with listening as well. Like, yes, it's just one of those things you can always just go to as a release.
Yes, 100%. Absolutely. When it comes to music, like basically music and writing are the two things that are always persistent in my life of like, no matter what happens, like the world can burn and I will still listen to like certain songs in the sense of like, yeah, you know, that's the soundtrack when everything is going to hell basically, and you still listen to it, and yeah, that's really the vibe, the feeling of it. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, no, definitely. I can imagine writing's quite an expressive way as well to get that out, just to channel that kind of emotion into something just passionate that you can take some time on, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been working on my book series and stuff, but not in the sense of like actually proper sitting down and writing. So this is something that I'm trying to aim for the end of the year again, to just sit down and write and stuff. But with everything, when especially with the book business that I have and stuff, it's just the thing of there's so much going on in the background. So like to actually have the time to sit and just write is like just one part of what I'm doing in the whole thing. So it's just, I can't wait to do that again, but it's like there was a lot of process of change and stuff. But yeah, I'm really excited to get back into that. And yeah, so you said you wrote a song about mental health. So was that your latest thing you've been working on, or what else have you been working on?
It's still that album that's in process. It's still up and coming. So I just going back to this song, I've kind of always had a bit of a problem with, I guess, like the kind of derealization aspect of like depression, the kind of very much feeling like I'm not, you know, you're not even in a like a real headspace, like everything's kind of flying past you, like, and you've got kind of no control, like no attachment to kind of real world, like it's kind of all like your head is one thing, the kind of perceivable world is something completely different. So I kind of channeled that into a song almost, because that's kind of something that I've felt like I've been struggling with for the past like year and a half, which is definitely kind of a good way to just get it down on paper, you know. And especially over the past month, I kind of realized a lot of things that I either need to change about certain aspects, and definitely mental health is kind of changing because of that as well, for the better. So that's all good. We love that. We love a good mental health day. So for sure, that's in the works. And that's all focused on the derealization, really. But other than that, that's not really too much. I just need to kind of just keep bashing the music out, keep going. Nothing really else to say too much, just in the works really.
Well, that's amazing, and especially with topics like mental health, I think it's so important that we express these things, because it's a topic that is still not talked about enough, and just like to have that as an expression in the form of like art, and in your case music, is really amazing, because like especially with, yeah, as I said, with mental health, you know, having that portrayed in music is just so good and so, yeah, important, especially for like, to be honest, like everyone that is kind of like on the same boat and understands the topic where it comes from. Yes, so that's something that I look forward to. Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much. It's I tell you what, it's not something that's going to sound like it has any kind of element of depression in it, but it's just the kind of way I can like verbally represent this song is just like a mishmash of sounds just chucked together, and it, like the main bit is just kind of like, what's going on, like, man. And I've kind of like recorded a little speech in there as well about my experiences with it as well, and over like the course of the speech, the voice like kind of manipulates, so it goes from like one thing, it will get quieter when I say that things sound quieter, and when I say that things that sound like it's in a dream, it goes all hazy and echoey, all just stuff like that. And then like, yeah, it's all to do with the kind of like complexity and like intrication of like, you know, all the little cut up little all random little bits here, and there'll be like an old sounding like record scratch, and then it will be put next to something completely different, like someone shouting, and it's just like, what is going on? Like, but it's a cohesive project, so I'm kind of happy with it, you know.
That's amazing. Like, that's really amazing. And it's like, I love it when people just express like whatever they are feeling, because like I think that's especially so important with art. Like, art isn't meant to be nice, it's meant to make you feel something. Like, that's what we should think of when we create things, and just express what we feel, and especially with feelings, because they are so temporary, in the sense of like, you know, one day you can just feel super angry about stuff and the next day you're super happy. So it's like, I think moments like this when we have the chance to express that in our art are just really great, and like, yeah, really excited to see what you come up with. So thank you for sharing this. We're going to dive a bit more into like inspiration again. Like, I think you last time we mentioned a bit of like who our inspirations are when it comes to like our craft and art and stuff, but do you want to have another bit more deep dive into that? Like, what inspires you just generally?
It's been a change since then. I can tell that my kind of answer to that question has very much kind of evolved. Let's name some people. Let's go. Underscores. He's a very, I don't know if you may not know any of these names. Underscores is a very much present in the kind of community that I'm in as well. They're very much someone that like, their music is quite raw. In terms of like sounds, but like very pleasant, very kind of stimulating, not like too much going on, not too overloading, but like it's just very, it just does what it needs to, you know what I mean? And they've just, you know, released this album. Oh my God, it's fantastic, honestly. And it has things like one of the most conceptual pieces to me is just this, like, this song, this like 7-8 minute long song, which starts off as like a 2 minute rock piece, and it just trails into this beautiful ambient soundscape, and it's just like wonderful. And so it's all stuff like that, really, just all like experimental, like interpretive art, just the kind of sounds that, like, the only way I can describe it is sounds that just you wouldn't have heard before, you wouldn't hear in any other situation. Like, a lot of pop stuff as well has kind of got to me recently. Like, I've been finding kind of a lot of peace in just simple, stripped back, like, pop tracks that just do what they need to do. Like, all, like, the big names, like Ian Dior, things like that. People, like, right at the top, like, Lil Huddy, like, all the kind of, like, more mainstream people as well. So it's just, it's just diverse, really. Just a bit of whatever, like, just kind of however you're feeling, really. I can imagine you probably find the same with like, writing as well.
Yeah, so for me, it's like, especially with music, what usually happens is, like, I do all these playlists for, like, different, like, I have character playlists, and then also just generally when I know that, okay, now this is a sad scene, so I need my sad playlist and stuff like that. It's really,
that's how it be. That's how it be. There's no difference. Gotta be just like, you make yourself more sad when you're always
literally
sad.
Literally. But it's also like, I think it's so interesting. I've been recently studying a bit more of music psychology again, because it's just so interesting to me to see, like, how the effect of music has in our impact and in life. And it's especially with writing as well. It's just because sometimes, and especially when you, because the way I write a book, I know that some people do it like they write chapter 3 and then chapter 17, but I can't do that. It's always for me like I need to write chapter 1, 2, 3. So obviously,
really?
Sometimes I have like scenes in my head that come much, much later. And then sometimes I write a bit of notes down for them. But I just have to still like have the kind of like routine to it. So obviously when that happens, I have sometimes scenes where I'm like, yeah, I'm really not feeling it. But then obviously when you want to get a book done, you sometimes don't have the choice or the luxury of going, oh, you know what? Like, I'm not feeling the sad scene today, so I'm just going to leave it out. No, you just got to do the job then and just write the scene anyway. So it's really good to have the music impact on that side. And yeah, that comes really with diverse artists for me as well. Like sometimes it's literally, especially when I look for a new artist, all I do is go to Spotify, literally type in sad playlist. And then I'll just look at what people like brought up, because like especially with finding new artists, it sometimes takes a lot of time to like really dive into new artists, especially when you find them completely new and you see they have like 5 albums and you're like, oh my god, I slept on another artist, but now I need to listen to 5 new albums. So here we go. So it's sometimes quite nice that people like put their moods in playlists and stuff, and that really helps me with writing and stuff. And it's kind of like, for example, if someone would ask me about a certain scene in a certain chapter, I could say, oh yeah, I was listening to this and this song. But it really differs like from the feeling and the mood and stuff. And same with like just generally creating ideas. Like sometimes it can literally be just listening to the radio and seeing what's on the current charts and stuff. And then I'm like, hey, this is actually quite great. I can imagine this scene. And then sometimes I need to go back to my main bands and just, yeah, I need to listen to that song after like the 200 times, but it's still very inspiring to me. Like that's what I have, for example, with bands like Green Day. Like I like getting into new artists and new genres, but at the end of the day, I always come back to my core where I started. And that's always a mix of like, kind of like more rock, punk, that kind of direction. So that's it for me. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what, I don't think you're alone in thinking that, just always going back to that kind of base, that, you know, that main, like main, everyone's got that one artist which almost acts as like a rock in a way, just something that they can, like, yeah, they could just use as like a middle, like presence in a way, just they can just do, you know, always fall back to. That's quite interesting when you discuss the, you know, your methods of writing, about how it's all like chronological in terms of chapter, like it's, that's kind of like I couldn't, I don't think I could dream of doing that with music, because it's just, not because I wouldn't want to, I wouldn't even know where to start. I mean, obviously yeah. I'd start at the intro, but like, I wouldn't even know, I couldn't do that. I'd just be like, yeah. oh, I've already got like 10 ideas for a drop in the end. Like, okay, I don't have any for the beginning. I'll come to that later. So, I mean, I guess it's like, yeah, everyone's got their kind of different ways of going about it. I lost my train of thought now. I've confused myself, jumping all over this project. I'm just staring at this project now, just, you know, getting, just looking at it. And it's just a mess, man. it's one of those things where it's in your head, creatively, you see this vision, right? And then, but the actual where you go around it and the materials that you use, it's just so like raw. It could be so messy. It could just be all over the place. But to someone else on like the other side of the planet, that could be the most conceptually beautiful thing they might have heard for the past 6 months. It's wonderful, man. It's so good. It's just brilliant. And I find that with the kind of increase in like producers and things like that nowadays, I feel like there's less of a stigma on how to do certain things creatively as well. People are very much kind of aware of the fact that you can do whatever you like creatively. And it's, you know what, there's going to be someone out there that's going to love that. And there's also going to be someone out there that's going to hate it as well. But that's absolutely fine. You know, that's what it means to you. That's, you know, it's got meaning. So that's all going to be said, really.
Yeah, absolutely. What you said, like, I think it's so important too, like, because we can often get tangled up and like, oh my God, what if people don't like it? But you know what? Like, there are so many, whether it's with music or with books, there are so many genres out there. And essentially, you only want to attract the people that, you know, are your kind of community. Because, like, for example, someone that listens to only alternative music won't have a good time with rock most of the time. Like, or for example, like me, I listen to a lot of different genres, and you will always have people that kind of like dip in and out. But there are certain music genres that are just not for everyone. And that's okay, because, you know, it's kind of like this let live and let people live and enjoy what they want to enjoy. And if it's not your tribe, that's cool. But what I still love is, because no matter what genre, music still speaks to all of us. Like, it doesn't matter what genre, at the end of the day, like, music is the language that we all understand, whether that is from a rock song or an alternative or a pop song and stuff like that. And I think that's so magical about it.
It's such a wonder as well, because it spans generations as well. It's not like it just is going to span a year. So I work in a care home as well, doing like activities for the elderly residents. And music is just something that will just send them right back. You know, they will be so grumpy, and, you know, bless them, all of them have dementia. They really suffer with like dementia and Alzheimer's. So honestly, I feel I love them all. I feel the world for them. But they, you know, they could have a particularly bad day mental health wise. Their dementia and Alzheimer's could be, you know, could be completely spiraling, and you just put on a piece of music and it's like, what? Like, it's just gone. It's so vivid as well, and the interactions with kind of like the physicality of instruments as well to create those notes, and oh, there's just way too much to it to explain, and just, you know, I'd talk about it for years if I could. It's just such a beautiful thing as well. And we've got there's this exercise class that I've got to run as well, so doing, you know, making myself look as silly as possible, make myself look over the top and stupid. And we've got this exercise playlist which is full of music, and you have no idea how motivational just a little bit of background noise can just send someone into like encouragement from other people, a bit of music, and getting rid of the fear of looking stupid. Those three things honestly will change someone, like, and it'll change them for the better, honestly. And like, if it, well, in that regard, obviously with in terms of activities with, you know, the residents. But yeah, I feel like you get the right person and the right bit of music, and you can, you know, go about it the right way, and they can feel anything, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree with that. I think it's also like, it's so crazy, because like, I have that as well, especially because the more we grow, the more we dive into new artists at some point as well. And then, but still, like when you go, I don't know, if you go to a party, or sometimes when you go to a pub, or even like when you walk in the city and then suddenly someone starts playing a song and you're like, whoa, I'm right back in my teenagehood, like 10 years ago. And it's this thing of, oh my God, like where did that came from? Like what's happening? And I love
yeah,
that.
Literally, it's- yeah. It's brilliant. It's brilliant because you'll just hear something that, you know, that happened to me literally like less than a week ago with American Boy.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, the last time I heard that was must have been when I was about 12.
Yeah.
I can't even. Goodness.
I think it's also so magical because like sometimes it's like you think you have forgotten a certain song, but then you hear it again and you're like, these lyrics are burned in my body. Like I know the song.
Literally. Oh, goodness. That was I'll give another example. That was the same with me and Michael Jackson. I used to grow up with like listening to MJ all the time. And I haven't heard any of his songs for years and years and years. And then the other day there was just some random playlist on and I just caught myself just singing all the words. And I was like, my brain can't even keep up with myself at this point. Yeah. I can't even choose to think this fast. What's happening?
Literally what I'm feeling about music sometimes is like, how do I still know this?
your brain's just like, right, that's it. We're going.
Yeah. 100%. Oh yeah. The magic of music. On that note, is there any particular lyrics that has changed your life that is very like significant in your memory?
Great question. There's got to be some if I do some deep digging down. God knows what I've got going on in my brain. There's probably something. None that come to my mind at the moment. I think not because I don't find importance in lyrics, I don't think, because I absolutely do. It's essential, but I think kind of the kind of growing up with the idea of like being a producer and things like that has definitely made me realize that like there's a lot more going on than everyone's aware of. Like in music, in art, in the world, like it's representative of it, literally everything. So you'll and literally so many people I've encountered over the years, like friends, family, you know, partners, just strangers and things like that, they'll always say, oh, I like the songs with words. That's what I hear quite a lot. I like the songs with words, I like the singing, I like the voices, I like the vocals. And then they say they can't really, you know, they don't find that same level of comfort in something when there isn't, you know, human speech.
Mm-hmm.
Which just shows that we're all human, you know. That's ultimately like humans are just full of empathy, regardless of whether you want to admit it or not. And finding kind of a voice in a song is going to bring out that empathy and make you remember something more often, not more likely than it would be if it didn't have that. So there was something I heard once, which was if you don't want to lose something. That means a lot to you, draw a face on it, like a little smiley face in a pen, because it gives it human attributes. And if it's a human attribute, you're more likely to feel empathy towards it. If you feel empathy towards it, you're more likely to not forget it. If you don't want to forget your phone, just draw a little face on the back of it or something. I don't know. But it's wonderful. I find that just going back to the kind of like production side, that's why for me looking into the kind of into the other sounds going on in a song is just as important as the vocals. I know that obviously a lot of people find that vocals are the thing that sticks out the most, otherwise it doesn't make it a song, but that's just how you perceive it, really.
I think that's super interesting to hear just in general, because like a lot of people I think the majority chooses lyrics over sound just because of what you just said, in the sense of like, you know, it's easier to attach yourself to lyrics than to just a melody.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've recently, I would say like from this year on, because I started dancing more contemporary, and I feel like the best songs that I can actually express contemporary to are the ones where there's literally just a melody or like a certain like sound to it. Because like as much as like certain lyrics can also bring like the emotion to the song, but if there's just a certain sound and soundtrack in itself, it makes it so much more intense to just listen to it and then express that through dancing. And yeah, for me, I mean, to be honest, it's I could literally fill a whole episode on just talking about lyrics that changed my life.
Really? Do you find that there are a lot of lyrics out there that kind of really resonate with you then?
But I think for me, like, because I was thinking about this, is it just because I kind of like look more into the lyrics? I think it connects to the writer in me rather than just like the, you know, I choose lyrics over the melody in that sense. Because like when you start dance, because since I started dancing more and with contemporary, I obviously also have to listen and much more to the sounds and the beats and stuff. So like it kind of changed my thinking about songs through that, because like before that I was just a lyrics person in the sense of like going to concerts and stuff like that. But when you do contemporary dancing or just generally dancing and learning dancing, you have to know the beats and stuff, and you have to start counting and stuff, and like go more in the kind of flow side without the lyrics. I mean, the lyrics can sometimes help when it comes to like certain changes in the song, but when you want to be on beat or like with the beat as a flow, you have to have an understanding of like, okay, this is the melody, and then this happens, and there you go from there. So but yeah, I think it's more this thing of like, because certain lyrics resonated at a time with me when I was going through certain phases. So it's more, and like, I've got a couple of lyrics as tattoos on my body and stuff, but generally I would say it's more this thing of like, kind of like similar to saying like certain genres, like 1975 lyrics, for example.
I was waiting for it. Getting back onto my boy Matty. Absolutely. Let's go. Right. That's the episodes on him. That's fine by me. Literally.
Yeah, literally. Because like, obviously, the lyrics from 1975 resonate completely different to me when I say I'm picking a song from like Green Day. Like there's a certain melancholy to it for Green Day. Green Day was one of my first like major bands, on like continuously growing up with this band through ages, and that's not so many bands. But 1975 came to me round about when I started living in London, so it's kind of like one of the first bands that I associate with London and stuff. And like my one of my major like, this concert I will never forget, because it was just an aesthetic heaven of like what's going on in their show. It's just so good. And I think I will, and this kind of dives into a topic we're also going to talk about, the LGBTQ, because I will never forget that moment when they started playing Loving Someone and this giant rainbow flag comes on.
Rainbow
and this
flag. Whole,
it's an ocean of rainbow in this whole arena in London. And I just cried because I was like, it's so gay, I love it.
As it should be, absolutely. Yeah. Gay is the best way. No, like, literally, it's like, just honestly, like, it just, it's, yeah, absolutely. Like, and that's very much like, they're, yeah, Loving Someone is just like, just, oh, yeah, I haven't actually been to a 1975 concert yet. I was meant to go to one this year. I can imagine that must, luckily for you, like, that must have just been the most, just incredible thing. Like,
yeah.
Actually, now that you said that, that kind of does give me a couple of lyrics that I've been for songs I've been listening to recently. My Chemical Romance, right? Okay,
yes! So yes, okay.
So Kids from Yesterday. Oh my good God. That is my favorite. Okay, does the television make you does the television make you feel the pills you ate? Oh my God, that literally, I heard that and I was like, stop, I'm gonna cry. It's like, what's happening? Honestly, that's such a beautiful song. And it resonated with me because it kind of took me back to college. Mm-hmm. And it just like when times, you know, were different, and like that's very much, it kind of feels like an end to an era. And that's just kind of coming full circle, that kind of like set in my derealization a little bit. And I was just a bit like, no, I can't be listening to this, because it kind of made me think like, oh God, like click my fingers and 5 years is gone. Is that going to happen again? that absolutely is going to happen again. Why does a second go by so quickly? A day feel like it takes forever, and a year just goes past like it's nothing. Like, what's that about? Why can't everything just stay the same? Like, why can't it just slow down a little bit? But I guess it's also the kind of thing of like, if you're, you know, if you're younger, if you're like 7 or 8, a year is only like an eighth of your life. But if you're like 80, it's an 80th of your life. So of course it's going to go past a lot quicker. But yeah, no, absolutely. And I can, 1975, they're always going to have some kind of those deep lyrics that always just kind of get to your soul a little bit too much. And we can thank Matthew for that. But Somebody Else is like always just one that, oh, that's always going to stick with me. And the lyrics in that are always fantastic. What is it? He says, I took all the things that made sounds, the rest I can deal without. And I was like, yeah, that's about right.
That's great.
Other than that, now that you've said a couple of lyrics, it's kind of like, it's got me going a bit. It's kind of like made me think. There's a couple of, there's a band that I adore called Chase Atlantic, and they are just, if I could just be part of any band, it would be them. They're just perfect. Everything that I do, it's just like them, and everything that they make, it resonates with me way too much. And their new album is all just, the last song on their album is just about like, it's just about how regardless of whatever the main vocalist does, he just always ends up just drunk. And it's so sad, man. It's a serene song. It's so beautiful and bright. But the last lyric is, but fuck it, now I'm wasted again.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was just like, you hear something like that that's wrapped up with like a little pretty bow, but it's absolutely not. There's nothing like that. You know, it can be so sad, but come across like so pleasant, which is the beauty of art, because then you can get something just so nice and just make it screamo. It's perfect.
Yes, that's beautifully put. And I think that's what I also like looking into when it comes to art and stuff. Like, I always like to like look a little bit deeper and stuff. And I think it's also so interesting because like literally the same lyrics can mean so many different things to people. I think that's also so beautiful when it comes to, or just generally music, like the song that means something to you means something else for another person. And I think that's also kind of like the beauty that comes to art and how we see things and with lyrics as well. And it just reminded me that one of my ultimate 1975 songs is also certainly The Sound. And oh my god, that is just summer 2018. And if my friends are listening to this, they will know why. It's just, it was a summer where I'd just been basically traveling around the UK a lot and just traveling to gigs. And just, it's almost like this movie teenage kind of feeling on like, you're just living your life between gigs and just living your life. It's almost like not saying like not being responsible for anything, but just, you know, just following your heart. And that is kind of like what happened in summer 2018, and when my bank account was really crying at me every weekend.
the struggles of a crying bank account.
Yes, absolutely. Cool. Okay, we're coming to the last topic we're going to talk about. I kind of ditched onto it when we talked about the whole rainbow situation with loving someone.
The LGBT situation.
LGBTQ.
Yes.
What's your thoughts on it? What do you want to share with us? Let me know.
The only thing I can really, that I've noticed recently about that I saw the other day was that Uganda had its first LGBTQ parade.
Oh my God.
And I was like, the courage and the, that's incredible. That's fantastic. And I know it's not really relevant to music, but it's just, that's brilliant. Like, that's, I can't even verbalize how kind of crazy that is, that, that in a country where, for fear of being, you know, you can't, that's not how they value, you know, they see it as, you know, obviously they see it as wrong, and to, you know, how brave of them, you know, that's it must take so much courage to literally, like, you know, look in the face of death pretty much. But in terms of like LGBTQ music, there's too much I've noticed recently, but in the community that I'm part of, LGBTQ is massively prevalent. And you know, I think with the kind of coming of like time, and I'm just the people that I'm around and surrounded with are kind of, a lot of people are coming to terms with the fact that it's you know, they are part of this community, and it's great, you know, it's so good to have like such an accepting community that just, you're not going to get judged, you know, for that type of thing. It's just a safe haven, and it's wonderful. I don't really have too many thoughts on it other than that, as of currently, but how about yourself? Have you noticed kind of any recent kind of involvement with the kind of LGBTQ community with the music?
With music, similar what you said, I think for me it's almost like the friend, or like the bands and the artists I'm friends with, I think they've always been quite open with the presentation, and they always speak up about it. And even if they are not, like, even if they are just allies, they are quite open in the sense of, like, you know, yeah, it's a safe space to come here as who you want to be and stuff like that. And I think what you just said with the Pride Parade and stuff, it's so great to see these things, because especially with times when it feels like there's not much change happening and stuff, and like we're still struggling, like obviously there's still like room for improvement on all kinds of levels and stuff when it comes to LGBTQ. But it's moments like this, when you just said, like, there are still countries where it's literally illegal to be LGBTQ, and they face death because of this. And then to do things like that, it's like there are movements happening, and there is movement happening. And obviously everyone who listens to this podcast, I want you as always to know that if you ever struggle with anything in the matters of LGBTQ, we are here for you guys. Like, you're not alone. You can always reach out to us and just
absolutely,
because this is also the essential thing about like LGBTQ and the community in the sense in general. It's this, you know, if you have this feeling of community, like, you shouldn't be afraid to like reach out and talk to people, because, you know, we all essentially struggle one way or another. Like, even if you have come out just recently, or if you're still not out, or if you feel like, or like if you have expressed yourself for many years, like, it doesn't matter, because like, even if you're out of the box for like a longer time, you know, the struggles are sometimes the same, and then you just need someone to listen and talk about, and that's what we can do. You shouldn't be afraid. Like, I know it sounds so, and obviously there is a lot of privilege behind it as well, to say, like, you know, choose love over fear in the sense, but I hope that you're able to love who you want to love, and just like, you know, have the courage in that sense per se, even though we know sometimes it's hard. And but love has no gender, and love is love. So celebrate that.
Absolutely. And I find it really sad that there's people out there that the system that they're born into is just is not accepting of literally who they are. And it's just like, okay, well, I'm sorry for being born then. All right, and I won't, like, you know, it just makes you want to just take everyone that's kind of like going through that, just pick them all up, take them to an island, and just be like, yeah, this is the safe haven. Like, yeah, this is like, just, this is the place where you can be, and you will be accepted irregardless of whatever. And I feel like there's very much a divide in a kind of world between people who are accepting of like all those things and not. And hopefully that line will over time become blurred. Hopefully it will all mesh into one. Hopefully it's not something that's as black and white. But yeah, no, it's very upsetting that, you know, people, because I know that a lot of people use music, especially as a way out in terms of that as well, because people probably find like a lot of like consolidation in terms with like with lyrics, just going back to the human, almost like the human aspect of it, like hearing a voice that would, that's obviously going to make you want to relate to it more. And I can imagine, you know, I know that I certainly have gone through that as well in the past when I'd hear these songs, and I'd be like, oh shit, that's me, but I can't tell anyone. it just makes me really sad, you know. It's so it makes me angry as well, actually, how people just can't be themselves, but because of other people, you know, and because of it, we know where they're born, and yeah,
it is a sad topic as well. Yes, and that's something to grasp on as well, like, you know, as much as change is happening, it's also still something to consider, like, you know, we have a lot of sad and angry days because there is still a majority of people that try to basically cage people for who they want to be or who they want to love. And that's something that I hope for the better in the future, because yeah, you, and as an ally, what I can always, or like, for people that are allies, because I'm part of the community.
Yeah. As am I. We can.
Yes. Because I know from some allies, it's always this thing of like, oh, I don't know what I can do, or like, I don't know how to reach out, or what else I can do. And you know, the first thing that you can always do is just listen. Like, just listen to people, because when it comes to this whole thing of like labeling or who is who or who they express themselves as, the first thing is to listen and to hear out their story, because each story is different. Like, even if someone is bisexual and has a preference, or even if someone is pansexual or any other label, you should always hear out their story, because just because, you know, one pansexual or bisexual person doesn't mean it's this kind of same feeling for someone else's story, or like how they got there. And or just because you see someone being out and flamboyant doesn't mean they didn't struggle with coming out or whatever. So it's always important to keep an open mind when it comes to LGBTQ stories and just history, you know. And like, yeah, as I said, the best thing is you can do is just listen and try to keep an open mind, because I think the easiest way to help people is genuine to keep an open mind, because we all learn from each other. And like, also in the community as well, because like, I know that some people sometimes in the community can be difficult as well, in the sense of like, oh my god, weren't you like bisexual like yesterday? Yes, guess what, it's a spectrum, you know, like,
exactly. Like, things can change. And I think what a lot of people also a lot of people see the LGBTQ community as boxes, right? Yeah. You're in this box, you're in that box, you're in this. No, it's not a box, it's an umbrella. Okay. Yeah. You're just under this umbrella, and we're all under the same umbrella. Okay. And you're just moving around to different points under the umbrella. Okay. If you picture it as like the way that I see it like an umbrella, right? And you know, with an umbrella, you've got like different the bits of fabric on it, and it's like you'll have like one strip of fabric is blue, and then it's like yellow, and then red, and then it's just like, you, well, think of this umbrella, and we're all under it, but people are just moving around under the umbrella. So one piece of fabric might just say like a bisexual, and then one might just, you know, and you just move around on ends, you know. And that's, I think it, people in the kind of community can see that. I think people on the outside of the community are trying to see that it's not, you know, just boxes. It's not like, okay, I have to get out of this box, walk over to somewhere else, get into another box. No, you can just like move around in the box, you know. That's the only way, like visually, I can, you know, you can kind of picture it. But and like you said, listening to people and just hearing people out, because a lot of people when someone will start to speak, and they'll be like, oh yeah, no, I'm open, I'm considerate, I'm listening. Then they'll start to speak, and then they'll just like chime in with their, you know. But it's just like, listening, definitely, that's a really good suggestion. Like listening to people and just like getting their side of the story as well. Because like you say, there could be one person of the community who is bisexual, and they may have gone through something completely different to somebody else who is also bisexual. They're both bisexual, they're both exactly the same. They both feel, you know, they both feel the same way. They both got gone through different things. They both have different attitudes towards other things, and it's a safe haven, definitely. And yeah, that's all I've got to say on that, really.
Awesome. I love the umbrella example. It's so good. Like, it's literally like that's a very good expression of like how it really is, because like whether it's with the sexuality spectrum or the gender spectrum especially, and like we should never just assume that just because we know one person that we directly automatically know the story of everyone else. Like,
exactly. You can't just say, oh yeah, I've got one friend that's gay. Yeah. I love them all. Like, well, that's literally not even true. Everybody's different. Everybody's their own person. You could have like
Are you still here? Okay.
Is it back?
Yeah, it's back now.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'll carry on now. Yeah, you could have one person who's gay who's literally been beaten up every single day at school for it, which is disgusting, man. And then you could have another person who's gay who's actually been born into a family with two parents of the same gender. So, you know, and where it's completely normal to, and that's another thing as well. I feel like children are, children aren't inherently like not understanding of it, you know. I think if the children are just like, if it's explained to children, like in a, you know, the, you know, it's just a normal, it's just normal. It's that there doesn't need to be a stigma around it, because they're just people. Everyone's just a person. Like, and you can hear one person's story or one thing, and it will be completely different to someone else's. And all you've got to do is just listen and just hear them out, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And the majority of what you just said, like with the normalization and stuff, I mean, the majority why problems occur is because, you know, the parents, how they raise their children, which is why it's so important that we get more LGBTQ representation in schools, because then things like that can be avoided in the sense of,
yeah,
good education before further damage can be happening. And yeah, and just the thing of like listening to someone's story is just also very important when it comes to asexual and aromantic people, because that's two spectrums where it's just so different for everyone. And like something that I always say, like, just because, like, because the thing of asexuality is like everyone directly assumes they have no interest in sex at all. And like, it's literally this thing of there are also minor labels underneath it. And then I know so many different ace people, and it is really different for everyone. So like, always keep an open mind how someone expresses and feels about something. And just, yeah, you know, like sometimes you don't always, it's not about like giving advice or like directly doing something for support. Listening is the first step. And then if you still feel like you are not doing enough or you want to do more, that, you know, there are charities out there. And you can just directly ask your LGBTQ friends, like, what do you guys do? Is there any demo that I can go to? Or like, it starts with also things like writing your local MP about political stuff when it comes to certain like laws that need to be changed. Like, there's so much that you can do in the sense of like doing something actively for the LGBTQ, but the first start is always to listen, and then at the same time educate yourself. Like, you shouldn't, like, obviously we are open for talks and stuff, but you shouldn't like force your LGBTQ friends to explain everything to you, because that's also part of your side to like get the education, because there are so many books. And like, nowadays we are so lucky on like the education that we can get from the internet, from books, from like so many sources that we didn't have like 10, 20 years ago. So it's really good that we have more education on that level, but obviously there needs to be improvement in the schools as well. On that note, we're gonna wrap it up. But thank you so much for being here again. Like, I love what we talked about today. Is there anything else that you want to say before we wrap this up?
Not that I can think of. But firstly, thank you very much for having me again. Always so good to have, you know, these chats. It's I always feel like the time again, like, it's just gone.
Yeah.
It's literally, I'm looking at my clock and I'm like, okay, well, it was literally just 7 o'clock, like 10 minutes ago. But it's so interesting. It's just, it's very cool how all of these things do link together. You know, it's all pieces of the same puzzle. And it's just fine. I think it's just ultimately about finding out, like, you know, just finding more pieces to add to, you know, just keep going eventually. And if one piece in your mind that doesn't quite fit at first, that's all right. That's okay. You can take it away and find another one. It doesn't mean that you've got to chuck the whole puzzle away. And it's just, that's kind of the way that I see it. And that's kind of the way that I've been seeing things recently as well. With the right amount of time and with the right person and with the right mindset, you can do anything. And like, it's just because it's like, you don't get the gratification that instantly, and it doesn't work instantly. I feel like a lot of people see a lot of issues that are going on with them. I know I'm just babbling now, by the way, so just tell me to shut up. But have like so many issues going on, and they see everything linked into one big thing. But it's okay to separate things out. It's okay to it's like a toy box, right? You have like a toy box full of loads of toys, and you need to sort it out. And you're like, oh mate, where do I even start? Like, I don't even know what to do. But and then you like you take out all of the red ones first, then you take out all of the ones that are fluffy, then all the mechanical ones. Then you can take those out and you put them into a box. And you take out all the broken ones, put those into a box, and just solve things one at a time, one step. And that's kind of how I've been feeling toward, like, that's my attitude towards this year. So like getting one thing set in my life straight if I can, and then once that's stable, good, cool, don't touch it. Move on to the next thing. And then the next thing, okay, right, what about this? Right, fit around with that, sort that out. Good, golden, right, next. And it's just always kind of a what's next. Just once something's in place, if it don't just touch it. But yeah, that's if there's any kind of advice that I can just, you know, give, is just kind of like take things one step at a time, really.
Yeah, and it's also a very good one for reflection, you know, like, especially because like you can't always solve everything at once. Like, it doesn't,
yeah, absolutely. It takes, yeah, a long time, and it's okay for it to take a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't let yourself pressure into anything bad, because like we all have different energy levels, and that's something that we need to value and respect as well. Because like, just because like, because I always get this thing of like, oh my god, you're so first, like your energy is like, oh my god, you're doing like 20 things at the same time. And yeah, that's true, but I also take my breaks. Like, if I don't get my breaks, I can't have this kind of like energy speed. And just because I'm so fast with everything doesn't mean it has to be your strategy. It's just the way how it works for me. And like, if someone needs more than 1 day or 2 days break, or like even longer, that's okay. Like, you always have to like figure out what your energy level is and just go for it. Because I know we are pressured into this whole thing of like, oh, we should always work hard, we always need to work so hard to like get where we want to be at the end. And like, yeah, hard work is a thing, but not to an extent that it's breaking your soul and body. So please take care of yourself, guys.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's that's something that I've actually kind of experienced recently. I completely overworked myself, and it got to the point where I just had a complete breakdown, because I was like, what am I doing? I'd never gave myself a chance to stop. And it's okay to sometimes just stop. And it's like, yeah, you might not feel like you're being productive, but doing nothing is productive. Like, literally setting aside time to literally not do anything is literally healthy. And that's something I can't stress enough as well. I had it at uni. I would make sure one day a week I was doing fuck all. And no one could tell me that. Like, obviously, like when uni ramped up and stuff like that, you obviously put effort in and things like that. But just making sure to give yourself that time, even if it's like half a day, just do nothing. And that's completely fine, because you need that little bit of time for yourself. Even if all you do is just sit and think, like, it's really healthy. You know, it's really good. It's just everything in moderation. Bit of time to yourself in moderation. And I don't know, go out and get a takeaway or something. Like, it's anything, just it's giving yourself a bit, like, taking care of yourself, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Especially when you, like, as a creative person, when you have done so many steps before and then you take that day off, or like the longer times off, the process that you've been doing before, it will come together. Like, that's literally, like, sometimes all you have to do is, like, literally sit around and wait, as harsh as that sounds. But, like, mm-hmm. you also have to have these rest days, because, or even for, like, your own creativity, like, sometimes I have the best ideas when I do nothing, or, like, just focus on my work, because, like, then I get inspiration from something else, or just from, like, just laying around. Just resting.
You know what I found, which is really weird the other day. So I don't have TikTok, right? For me, it's just not for me.
Same.
But you don't either.
I don't either.
I get why people like appreciate it. For me, it's just not for me. Maybe I'm just old. Yeah. But I was just like, it felt really weird. But I was like, okay, I'm just gonna like go through my Instagram feed. And just like just me explore and just see random little creative things that I find, whatever. And I was like, this is so good because I don't have to think. It's like stuff's just being like given to me as a consumer. And it means that I don't have to think about things. I can just like lay there and do nothing for like half an hour. And things are just given to me. And I felt a bit lazy, but I felt so fresh afterwards. I was just like, okay, I'm sitting here just like a couch potato doing absolutely nothing. But it was just so, like, I don't know, emanating. It was just so relieving just to literally just sit there and just like scroll through your phone with like 10 double chins, just like, like not doing anything. It's just so, yeah, it was just really good to have a bit of a break.
Yeah, breaks are important. So that's the final lesson that we're going to give you guys. I hope you could take away a lot of stuff and like impulses from today. And I'm pretty sure that Ollie is going to come back at some point again. Latest when he's going to have his album outside, can drag him here for a reason.
But in 2026, when I finally cut it out.
But yeah, if you have any questions for us, or if you want to hear any impulses, just message me or Ollie. And then, as I said, links will be in the description. And you better follow him or I'll curse you all. And check out his music. And we will be back with more music, banter, and life advice on the next episode for Gigi and Sadie. Bye!
You want to get in contact with us? Don't you worry, you can find us on social media on Instagram as Abel or Elsie Hamilton, or I am Lola Hamilton when it comes to all things coaching, magic, and spirituality, as well as the website lolahamilton.uk. If you're interested in the book series, revolutionseries.com is your way to go and dive into the universe full of magic, LGBTQ characters, and dark fantasy.